You are now listening to the Social Selling Podcast. Introducing your host, Daniel Disney.
Let this be your playbook for social selling. Learn to paint a vivid picture with storytelling so compelling that they have to click. Build a brand that sticks. So listen up, we're about to give you all our tips and tricks. Let this be your playbook for social selling. Learn to paint a vivid picture with storytelling so compelling that they have to click. Build a brand that sticks. So listen up, Daniel Disney in the mix.
This is the Social Selling Podcast with me, Daniel Disney, and we're about to deep dive into all things LinkedIn and social selling. So strap yourself in and let's go.
Damn, Daniel.
Welcome back to the Social Selling Podcast. And today I'm going to be digging into how you can get anyone to connect with you on LinkedIn. That's a big statement, but I know a lot of salespeople, sales teams, businesses, entrepreneurs, anyone who's using LinkedIn who wants to grow their network is faced with a big challenge. And that's, how do you get people to connect with you? How do you get them to do the all-important thing of accepting your connection request? Why should they connect with you? Why would they want to? It sounds silly, but we're in a noisy place. There are lots of people trying to connect with everyone on LinkedIn. And especially if you're in sales, I hate to say it, but especially if you're in sales, a lot of senior people, decision makers, might look at your connection request and think, there's another salesperson. Do I really want to accept them? Or are they just going to pitch me within 5 minutes? So what can you do to increase the chance of them accepting your connection request so that you get to earn their valuable connection? Because if you are targeting senior leaders, CEOs, directors, VPs, managers, if you are trying to connect and build a network with, you know, those valuable type of connections, there it is. They have a value and you need to work to earn it. Don't go under the assumption that just because you send them a little connection request, they're going to click accept, because for a lot of them, they might not do. And for perhaps good reasons, there may be things that are missing that we're going to cover in today's episode that might help you increase the chance that when you do send that connection request, they go, yes, I would like to connect with this person. And then you do get the connection, because when you're connected, you get to see their content. They get to see your content. And the best part is you can message them directly. And that's the opportunity we want to create when we're social selling. So how can you get anyone to connect with you? Let's dig into that today. Now, one of the first things you want to do is optimize your profile. And we've covered that in a previous episode. Go back and check it out. You can learn all the key things you need to do for your LinkedIn profile. But I'm just going to cover it very briefly because it is important. There is a chance, a very high percentage of people, when they get a connection request from someone, they're going to go and look at your profile. If they don't know you, well, they want to know, who is this person that wants to connect with me? So if they're going to be looking at your profile, we want to make sure it looks good. So when they look at it, they think, okay, yeah, this looks like someone worth connecting with. Best way I can describe it, your LinkedIn profile is like your digital clothing. It's how you are going to appear to the person who's looking at it. So in the same context that if I went to go and meet with a customer, I would probably dress smart. I might wear the red t-shirt, but hey, it's on the brand. But if it was a really corporate company, I'd probably dress in a suit. I'd make myself look as professional as possible. We want to do that with our LinkedIn profiles. We want to make our profiles look as good as possible. So when people do go and check them out, they see us as someone who is credible. So step one in getting anyone to connect with you on LinkedIn, make sure your profile looks good. And again, I'm not going to repeat everything. It's covered in a previous episode, but things like your photo, your banner, your name, your summary, the key areas you want to focus on, make it look as good as possible. And if you want some ideas, head over to my profile on LinkedIn, search for Daniel Disney, look for the guy with the red t-shirt, and you'll be able to see lots of things right in front of you that you might be able to use to inspire your own profile updates. But step one, let's get those profiles looking good. Now, step two, and this depends on who you're trying to connect with, but what we want to do is make sure there's relevancy. So one of the things we can do is increase the amount of mutual connections we've got with the type of people we're trying to connect with. So for example, for the purpose of example in this episode, let's say I'm trying to connect with VPs of sales, so vice presidents of sales around the world. If I've got other VPs of sales in my network, chances are they will be mutually connected to are the ones that I'm trying to connect with. So when I send a connection request to Sarah, who's a VP of sales for Microsoft, and she sees my connection request come through, it will say that we have X amount of mutual connections. Now, don't get me wrong. Mutual connections are not some sort of key into the door. They really don't count for much. But what Sarah might notice is that some of those mutual connections are people that she values. And she'll see that clearly there is a strong network there. and it increases the chance that I'm seen in a more positive light. So having good mutual connections is valuable as a bonus. And this is where you can dig in a little bit more specifically. Let's say Sarah, VP of sales at Microsoft. By the way, I don't know if there is actually a VP of Microsoft whose name is Sarah. We're using that, making it up for the example. But let's say I'm trying to connect with Sarah, who's a VP of sales at Microsoft. What I will probably do is connect with other people in Microsoft. More importantly, probably people in Sarah's team, within the sales team. So when my connection request comes to Sarah, she will see that I'm connected with other people in the team. Again, warming me up, making it seem like clearly there is potential value in us connecting. So connecting with other people within the team of the person you're actually trying to connect with, the most senior decision maker, can really increase the chance that they'll accept your connection request. So we want to try and warm that up as well. One of the next stages and the biggest stage is the note. So for many of you, you'll know that when you send a connection request on LinkedIn, you can personalize it. You can add a note and send them a message with that connection request. Now, let me tell you the biggest mistake you can make in this. And it scares me how many people do this. It really does. And I get tons of these in my LinkedIn daily. One of the worst things you can do is use that connection request note to pitch them. And it does happen, and it's scary. And some people send calendar links in a connection request. Look, you have one simple goal. Let me make this really easy for you. When you send a connection request, your goal is simple. All you want them to do is accept. All the value comes from them accepting. There is no point trying to book a meeting, schedule, get them into your calendar to schedule something, get their email address. None of that is going to happen in a connection request note. It will happen through a conversation, through some sort of value given, but you just want them to accept it. So when I say if and when we're adding a note, let's just go into should you send a note, because that's a big topic in itself. Should you send a personalized note when you send a connection request? The answer is yes and no. From my experience, and this is backed up from years and years of using LinkedIn, years and years working with companies all over the world, but also seeing lots of people do multiple studies on this. What has often been quite consistently found is that the majority of general people are more likely to accept your connection request without a note. Now, when I say general people, people at management level and lower. So those sort of people in the hierarchy, so that the majority of most organizations, the majority of the team are going to be more likely to accept your connection request without a note. Where the note becomes valuable is when you start to try and connect with people higher in the hierarchy. So more senior leaders, your VPs, your directors, your CEOs, your C-level. Those sort of people probably need to have a reason to connect with you because they're busy. And they really don't want to be spammed all the time or have tons of salespeople filling their inbox with terrible messages. So if you're trying to connect with someone senior, that's where the message becomes valuable and crucial. So back to the first tip, don't make it a sales pitch. What we want to do is try and give some value within that connection request message. And here's, I'll give you a couple of examples. The first one is one of the ones that comes with almost a 90 to 95% success rate, but it's very much down to whether they're posting content. If you can mention a piece of content that they have shared, you dramatically increase the chance they'll accept it. So for example, let's say I'm messaging Jay and I'm sending a connection request. Hey Jay, loved that post you shared today. And I'm going to really mention some key points from the post to show that I've actually consumed it, read it, watched it, whatever it may be. So I'm going to mention a few key points. Would love to connect on here. Kind regards, Dan. That's simple. But if they've posted content and you can reference it in your connection request and flatter them about it, make them feel good about it, then you really do increase the chance they're going to accept it because it's going to make them feel good. And they're going to think, okay, yeah, this person's got value of it. They're being positive. And obviously, please do engage on the post as well so they can see that there is value in having you in their network so that you're going to engage in their content. This all sounds a bit like a game. And I mean it in the most positive, authentic way. This isn't that as soon as they accept it, you then jump in and send them a pitch and it's going to work. No, we still need to do all of the social selling process in the most authentic way. So you need to build rapport. You need to give value. You need to share good content. You need to interact with their content, and you need to then start a proper conversation with them. None of this is about sneaky tactics to get in where you can then throw a sales pitch and it's going to work. That's never going to happen. This will definitely get you in the door though. Other things you can do in that message is get to the point. So if you're sending a message to someone really senior, like a CFO, for example, they just want to know how you can help them. So just get to the point. Hi, Trevor. We worked with a very similar company to yours and we were able to help them achieve X, Y, and Z. Be great to see if I think we might be able to do something similar for you. Would love to connect and possibly explore further. Kind regards. Now, if that potential ROI is good and significant and juicy, then they're going to be interested. If I send a message and say, I think I can help your sales team increase their pipeline by 35 to 50%, people are going to want to know a little bit more. And it might be, you might want to really chill it out a little bit and have the statistic and then say, if you'd like, I can send you some more information on how we do that. You don't have to go straight in for the call or straight in for the meeting and get too pushy. There's loads of different approaches, but you want to show them the potential value of connecting with you. So those are a couple of ways you can personalize the message and make it more relevant and valuable to someone who's more senior. But manager level and below, most people, again, are actually going to be more likely to accept your connection request without a personalized note. So those are just a few things you can do to try and connect with anyone on LinkedIn. And I promise you, they'll make a difference. Make sure your profile looks good. Make sure you're connecting with multiple relevant people in your industry. And when you are connecting with people, especially senior people, make sure you're adding a good, relevant note. Those things will be a game changer. A final tip I'll throw into this as well is build your personal brand. So when you send that connection request, maybe they know who you are already. So when I send a connection request to someone and they look at it, oh, Dan Disney, yeah, I've seen his content around, I'm increasing the chance massively that they'll accept my connection request. So build your personal brand, share great content, connect with relevant people in your industry, grow your network. So there is a chance that people start to know you and recognize you. And I'll give you one final insight on how this worked a treat for me. I sent a connection request to the CEO of a huge global company who I've had no working with before. I don't know anyone who works there, but went straight in for the top, sent the connection request. The CEO accepted and then messaged me directly and said, Daniel, your reputation precedes you. I'm looking forward to getting to know you better. That's the game-changing impact that a personal brand can have. And when you build a good brand, you increase the chances that you can connect with anyone and everyone, and then you create some pretty valuable conversations as well. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Go out there and make sure you're being as relevant and value-giving as possible to your network of prospects and customers. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Hey, Daniel Disney back again. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please do head over and give us a 5-star review and subscribe to the channel to be the first to get each of our weekly episodes. And if you want more social selling insights, then head over to LinkedIn, search for Daniel Disney, look for the guy with the red t-shirt and give me a follow. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Damn, Daniel.